First Minister insists she'd been open and transparent at the time, but admits she didn't get every decision right. Ms Sturgeon's admitted deleting her chat history. She's cautioned against reading too much into WhatsApps, though.
I was very thorough to ensure that things were appropriately recorded, but in line with the advice I'd always been given, was not to retain conversations like that on a phone that could be lost or stolen and therefore not secure.
But did you delete them?
Yes.
Two boys are among three more who have been arrested by detectives investigating the fatal stabbing of teenagers Mason Wrist and Max Dixon in Bristol on Saturday. A 15 and 16-year-old are being questioned on suspicion of murder, while a 46-year-old woman's been detained on suspicion of conspiracy to murder. There are early signs that growth in rental costs are easing. Rightmove's predicting there'll be 5% higher outside of London by the end of 2024, compared with a rise of 9.2% across Britain in the last quarter. There'll be close scrutiny of the UK government's deal with the Democratic Unionist Party when details are published later. The agreement includes new legislation post-Brexit tax on British goods moving to Northern Ireland and remaining there. Erwin, who's special needs teacher in Belfast, says the impact of Stormont not sitting has been enormous.
People have no belief in our government anymore. People are sad. Mental health levels have risen hugely in this small country, and I do think that that has a direct impact to us not having a government up and running.
The deadline for owners of XL bully dogs to register them for an exemption scheme has now passed. A ban comes into force tomorrow across England and Wales. And more than £1 million has been won by a EuroMillions ticket holder in the UK. The overall jackpot of £123 million is split with another winner from Spain. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, the weather for today, 10 degrees, no sunshine out there. It did say it'd be some sunshine, but there isn't. Going down to about 4 degrees overnight and raining from about 10 o'clock this evening. Be quite a heavy bit of rain. And then tomorrow looks like it might be bright sunshine at 9 degrees.
Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us at 666444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now, 20 years after its first release, and because of Saltburn, which I still haven't seen, because I've got to be in the mood, and maybe it's a bit scary, I don't know. But Sophie Ellis-Bextor is back with Murder on the Dance Floor.
You better not kill the groom, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know about your kind. And so I'll have to play. But you better not kill the groom. Hey, it's murder on the dance floor. But you better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know. There may be others. And so. You'll just have to pray. You better not kill the groove. Hey, it's murder on the dance floor. But you better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna turn this house around somehow. Murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groove. Hey, it's murder on the dance floor.
Sammy was a pit mix, she was just skin and bones. He found in a deep ditch on his way home. He said she hopped right up when he opened the door. When you feel that kind of feeling, son, you found yours. Age of 17, worked all summer long, washing cars and pulling weeds from your neighbor's lawn. Well, it wasn't no king ranch, but she was paid for. And you find that kind of freedom, buddy, you found yours. Stole that kiss on the front porch. That feeling, that feeling, buddy, you found yours. Turns to two little feet running up and down the hall. And now it's plain as day what you're down here for. You were looking for a reason, buddy. So I
That is The Strokes with Last Night. You're listening to Michelle Ward on 98
FM Radio, the Breakfast and Billericay, Phoenix FM.
Influences each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages, JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday with toll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, deanandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway. Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment petition? Searching for family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you're not happy and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Good Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pingtalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, I was talking over everything then. I've got excited having live music in the studio. I go mad. You know, I go a little bit doozy every time I get live music in the studio. I get too enthusiastic about things. It's great chatting to musicians, and I do love the live music in the studio and bringing fantastic local bands to your ears. So, The Rebel Party, checking out online. And if you missed that interview, if you just tuned in now, it will be up on our fantastic website, all the www.phoenixfm.com. We get over 430, I think, thousand views a month on the website. It might be even more by now. Thank you all for listening again to the interviews. That's not just my interviews, but across the board on the station. We've got so many fantastically talented radio presenters here, all putting out quality content. You won't find another station probably like this in Essex, with the amount of things that we cover, from local music to sports to country music. We've got a reggae show. We've got everything here on Phoenix FM. We really have. It's a great, great lineup. Probably the best lineup we've ever had in the whole history of the station. I'm sure Paul, who's the boss, would agree. Although, if he's listening, good morning. I'm not speaking for you. I'm just saying. Now, I've got a question of the day about the most embarrassing thing that happened to you when you were a teenager. So I'll be reading out some of those answers in a while and finding out what's made you feel very, very embarrassed. In the meantime, we've got to have some new music. Make sure I get through all the tracks today. I really love this track. It is by... Oh, am I going to play that one? Yes, I am. I am going to play it. Yes, Music of Sound. It's featuring Fiona on piano and vocals, Eleanor on flute, Neil on synth, and this is called Anandi. This is Music of Sound. loving that song by Dua Lipa. That is her with Houdini. Just coming up to 12:30 on Phoenix 98 FM. And joining me in the studio is the one and only Bob Simpson.
Good morning, Michelle. Or good afternoon. I should say now, shouldn't I? I got it wrong.
Yes. Yeah. You all right today?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you.
No, we're talking
what are you
like
doing
this.
You started to sing then.
I was trying to sing something. Yes. I'm trying to look for something as well on the PC, but you've probably got it in front of you.
What's that then?
It's I just wanted to make sure I've got everything correct.
For what?
For a lovely Valentine's. Because if you're fancying a Valentine's meal, you can go down to Marco Pierre White's, can't you, on the Brook Street roundabout.
Indeed.
And you get five courses. And is it
£42.50?
She's brilliant for five courses.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and what's the number?
If you want more details, you can call 01277 247 220.
Are you going to be sending any flowers or cards on Valentine's Day?
I thought we were going for a meal, weren't we?
Oh, I don't know, Bob. I don't know. I thought you'd got your harem, haven't you?
Oh, well, I can't afford to buy cards for all of those.
You know. No, you've got 500 people in that group, haven't you?
600 people. Yeah.
Have you organised like a Valentine's going out?
No. I was on my own.
Yeah. Sometimes it's nice to do that, and you know, if you can afford to go out for a 5-course meal, that'd be lovely.
I'm just
on my own.
Going out for 3-course meal tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, that's very nice.
See, it depends, because I'm sure the portions there are like the nice bits that you can eat. You don't, you know, you're not overstuffed. I don't like being overstuffed food.
No.
But I like it when you get little tasters.
Nice,
you know?
Things.
Yeah, nice things.
Nice little things.
I remember I went when I was in Sydney years ago in Greece, and I went to dinner, and they just said, keep bringing it, these different dishes, until you fill up. And I was 13.
Oh, wow.
But they were tiny, and I was still hungry.
Wow.
But they were like tiny, like a little cracker with something on it, and then the next bit was like a little bit of fish, but tiny, like little bite-sized things.
Well,
yeah,
that sounds
lovely.
Nice if they keep bringing them up. Yeah. Have you ever sat down to a meal that you just couldn't eat?
Yeah, I mean, I can either do a starter and a main sometimes, or I can do a main and a pudding. I can't do three. I just can't. I can't bear to be full up.
Right, I didn't really mean for quantity, but, you know, served up with something that's disgusting or
Somebody that I went out with, this is not the time I went out with them, they were with somebody else, they were married, because we've been friends for such a long time, and his wife, they had a hedgehog in a cage up on the wall. And they had like rabbits up in one of the bedrooms that used to poop everywhere. And they used to be very much into animals. But the house they were in, it was a shame, really. It was really give you the creeps kind
really?
Of thing when you went in there. But she was on a diet. So I went over there for Sunday lunch with high expectations. And what she'd done is, it was just awful. And also we sat down with the food on our laps as well.
Mm.
But what she'd done, she boiled the chicken. Which is fine, because you can boil chicken, and you get a lovely... So she boiled it in water,
right.
And then we had boiled potatoes and loads of vegetables that had been boiled. There was no gravy, there was no... And I literally, you know when you... I put loads of salt on it, it was one of the worst things ever. Because it was all very good for you, but without the fats and without, like, proper gravy.
Mm.
I think there might have been a touch of gravy, but it was like a watery kind of...
Right.
It was... And then you could hear the hedgehog... up in the cage that he'd built, and it was like hanging off the wall, and I was like, oh my god. You could smell it as well.
Did you make your excuses and leave?
Well, I kind of ate as much as I could. I mean, all that was delicious. I'm so full, but I literally was like, I thought I was going to retch.
Oh dear, that's a shame.
Yeah, never mind.
Strange you should connect animals with eating, because I've got a story about that today, which is a little bit gobsmacking, but there you go. I'm not going to reveal all to you now.
I don't want you to reveal all to me, otherwise I shall ring the boss. be done for that type
it
of thing.
Won't be best.
No revealing in this studio. What's your most embarrassing moment of your teenage years? We're going to hear from Bob, because Bob's actually answered. Also, Lisa and Lorraine. Well, it's some sort of called Bob, I don't know. Could be a woman. Now, we're going to have the police. Do you like the police?
I think they do a very good job.
Shut up.
I'll be watching.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Check out the traffic and the travel.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Now, Sandpit Lane is closed. They're doing some work down there. I don't know if there's some felled trees, but there is no entry there, and there are some diversions, just to be aware. Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely clear. Heading down towards Lakeside across the Dartford Bridge, all fine, and heading up to the M11 in both directions, no problems. Heading along the A1023 is fine. A little bit busy around on the road coming on to the Wilson's Corner, but nothing major. A12 is running very smoothly. You've got the roadworks between junction 13 and 16, 41 hour speed restrictions while they do the much needed repairs. After that, it is pretty clear. Can't really see any other problems on the roads at the moment. Pretty much looking fine. You do have temporary traffic signals due to waterway work on Tycommon Road at Wiggins Lane, but other than that, I can't see any other problems. So more traffic and travel with Bob in the next hour. Now playing softly in the background is Nomad. This is their song called Presence, and I'm using it as my little bed. Instrumental, it's lovely, isn't it?
It's very nice.
Makes you relax.
That's a lovely jumper you've got on today. It's a nice colour, isn't it?
Well, I've had it on 3 days. I think it smells a bit. But I've got some, it looks like rust, but I think what it was, where I slashed my arm this morning. I got blood on my jumper. But I like the lilac.
And is that the colour?
Yeah, lilac.
It's a nice colour.
I'm going to this afternoon to see if I can buy a lilac eyeshadow, something very pale.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I'm looking for this afternoon, just in case you're interested.
You should have Elkie Brooks lined up, really, with lilac wine.
Lilac wine. Sorry, if you're listening out there, Stephen, just singing over the top of your
track. Sorry about that.
Yeah. We had, the question of the day was quite serious. What's your most embarrassing moment of your teenage years? I wasn't asking you a question, I was talking to the audience.
Oh, okay, sorry.
The audience, right. It is you.
I'll be quiet.
Now, we heard from somebody called Bob.
Yeah, Bob Ross, I think it was.
I think Bob Ross.
Yeah.
Do you want to read this out and say what happened to Bob?
I can't read it from here.
This is from somebody called Bob, who's no relation to our Bob.
No.
Bob said his most embarrassing moment was this. Getting up to monkey business on a deserted, secluded beach. No one about, but suddenly I heard voices calling from above, and there was a hot air balloon.
Well, that's very unfortunate for Bob, isn't it?
This is terrible, Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
That was his last time he was intimate, back in 1972. Lorraine said, in the local swimming pool with my boyfriend, I jumped in wearing my new bikini and came up with the top around my neck and not on my boots.
Oh,
oh dear.
Got to see the video of that,
I hope not.
Or it didn't happen.
Thank you, Paul. What are you getting out the camera for? Stephen said, going to the end of year school disco in canary yellow jeans and jacket that almost matched. I looked like a refugee from a soul band. Yellow was a great colour, I'm telling you, it's coming back. It's all coming back. Lisa said, wearing a badly made white bikini in the local swimming pool. It was either Clements Hall, Hawkwell or Southend swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of my sisters was the one that went into the sea wearing a crocheted bikini. One of the ones that really sort of sticks out as being embarrassing is when I was going to kind of a grown-up party with my sisters, Susan and Dina. And I was wearing green leather trousers.
Oh, very nice.
And a back top. And I'd really done myself, and heels as well. And as we walked up to the front door of this house, I fell over. And really fell over, like really badly scuffed my... And basically ripped two holes in the knees of brand new leather trousers.
All the fashion now.
They were never in fashion.
Okay.
And my sisters just stood there laughing, really. Like, instead of helping me, they just... I was really, like, caught on my hands. And then I had to go into the party with, like, literally ripped... And the other thing that I'd done on this party as well, so I had, like, all scars on my hands from where I'd fallen in gravel, all up my trousers are ripped on the knees, and on my face I'd had a boil come up the day of the party. And in my wisdom, I thought, I'll get rid of that, I'll put some Dettol on it.
Okay.
So I strapped some Dettol, don't ever do this, by the way, with some cotton wool and sellotape, left it on there for 2 hours, and when I took it off, my skin peeled away, and it was hot, so anything I put on it just melted. So I literally had to cake up this boil that hadn't gone with melted skin.
Nice.
It was It was an interesting evening.
But you always go out like that. You always look nice.
Well, always with boils, yeah. Love it. I used to have a travelling ball between my forehead and my chin.
Well,
you see, if it's pop suitcase, up, it's gone now. It's gone now. But yeah, it was just one of those things. And then I think the other embarrassing bit was New Year's Eve. And I got, again, it involves a boil. I had a boil come up in the morning between my eyebrows, right in the middle.
Oh.
And I've got pictures of me sat there on New Year's Eve feeling sorry for myself with this huge boil.
Cyclops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. It's horrible things you go through.
I had a boil once, but it wasn't on my face.
Where was it, Bob?
It was somewhere else. I had to go to the hospital and have it removed.
Did you? You had your boil removed?
I did.
Well, that's a lovely thought. Anyone enjoying their lunch at the moment? Lovely. Well, be a lovely bit of music playing in the background. I'm sorry, Stephen, if you're tuned in from the Nomad Band, listening to Bob talking about boils over the top of your music.
It's very relaxing, though.
It is very relaxing.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
What would you normally do to this kind of music?
I don't know. Well, you sit and sort of... Maybe on a beach or laying with the, or indoors with the rain outside and just a nice glass of red wine, possibly. Some nibbles.
Mm. Your place or mine?
Yeah. You never come into my house again, Bob. Now, you and your boils can just clear right off.
Oh, right, we're going.
Bob the Boil is coming up at 1 o'clock. Do you want to tell everybody what's coming up on your amazing show?
There won't be any boils, I'm glad to say.
They're not coming up, not yet.
We've got some of the usual features. We've got a song for Daphne today and some birthdays to celebrate. I'll be talking about a new housing development that's proposed in Billericay. And as I mentioned earlier, you've heard of cat cafes, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, in Japan, they're taking the idea to the extreme. Mm. Well, it won't be cats, but it'll be something else.
Oh.
Mm. All that and more. From one to three, not four.
Yeah, sorry, Joe. I was just going to... Yeah. You won't be doing your show this afternoon, because Bob's going to have an hour.
No, I think everyone will have had enough of me by 3 o'clock, so...
There we go. That's all coming up today. Yeah. And talking of Jo, I think I should play her.
Oh, I think you should.
Beautiful promo.
Absolutely.
Hi, join me, Jo Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Jo. 3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
So, I took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025, or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply. Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Hi, I'm Bob Simpson, and I hope you can spend some time in my company every Wednesday from 1 to 3pm, when I'll be in the chair here at Phoenix FM for 1, 2, 3. I'll be keeping you up to date with all the goings-on in Brentwood and Billericay, playing the best music in town, talking to local people, and hopefully having a few laughs. Phoenix FM, true local radio for local people. See you Wednesday.
Here is Jennifer Lopez. This is Can't Get Enough.
I just feel like, ooh, every time I see ya, I just, ooh, hey. I feel like starting something. You got my engine running. You got the keys to turn me on and on. You got me accelerated. I wanna celebrate it. Can't nothing take me out my zone. It's on when it feels like nothing else matters. Is this real life? Too good to be true. Take me all night. I can feel the passion in your eyes. I'm still in love with you. You know I can't get enough.
I love it.
You know I can't get enough.
You love it.
Jeffries from MJ Media, and thank you to the Rebel Party. You'll check out that interview a bit later. They'll be playing that again. They were amazing. Check them out online. I'll be back with you tomorrow from 10. I've got more guests tomorrow. Stay tuned. Not Those Carpenters are up next. This is called Take Me Away.
Talking to me, and I won't let it be. Night after dark, and put some fire back in my heart. Take me away, take me away, and take me away.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the